There's certain kind of owl that makes those terrible noises. Just
some of them make that one, but I don't like to hear making noise. It's what you call a hoo owl.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that's called a quilling owl. A quilling owl. Now this quilling owl, is, I don't like to hear him howl either. Because usually they'll come right at the back of your house.
Damn.
What the old people used to say long years ago, and I don't know if it's true or not. Sometime I've watched it, and maybe what happened was going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an owl that comes up. He call it a shivering owl, a quilling owl. But anyway, when he comes near around, and he just groan and holler and cut up and make a lot of noise. Usually, the old people used to say you're going to have death cults around your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it a few times. I don't know if it was, might have been already going to happen.
Yeah. Or death.
And they say, if you want to stop him from hollering, tie a knot in your sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So you either hold your wrist real tight. Now, how does that owl know you do that?
That's a good question. Any called screech owl?
That's the one. What I call it was the shivering owl. The one that's called screech owl. You know.
What's the name for the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
That is that little long, the peckerwood. Would that teacher? What did she gonna say? You understood what she said. You
actually. That's all right. He'd be glad we're enjoying it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard someone call someone else a peckerwood and use it as a bad name? How did they use that word?
You know, no kids. When they went to school, we used to have, now I tell you, long years ago, kids didn't have buses to ride. You know, they had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them did, you know, if they had to go there. You know, the white children used to have buses to ride. And the boys would get to calling, giving one a name, and they'd call it black boys niggas. And they'd call them pickles. I'm telling you just what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know people do that. I always use everybody. And I always talk about a couple of my kids saying something like that. I would have told them about it. Because I always try to bring mine to do unto everybody, regardless of great, to raise color or create as they would never do unto them. First, I tell you.
And he's long, white stripes down his back. He lets out a powerful scent. You have a name for him?
Well, the old name that they used to call them was polecats. Of course, now they call them skunks.
Okay. Do you have a term for the type of animals that would come and raid the hen house?
Oh. I know two or three used to raid my mother's hen house. Like an owl.
Mm-hmm.
A possum is good at that. And well, a hawk too. They'll get theirs to drop down and get your chicken.
Did you ever call those animals varmint?
Yes, and that's what they were. You know, I feel like if anything that you can't eat is a vomit.
You've offended some puppy dogs and kitty cats somewhere.